Panger, how are you, sir?
Alex, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic as well, Panger, and I'm sure you're just as excited to get the season started as I am. And the excitement grew even more a couple of days ago when we found out Colton Parayko, big Colt 55, locking up for another 8 years. Just your initial reaction when you saw that move made by Doug Armstrong and the Blues.
Well, another really smart move. I mean, you're talking about getting the defenseman that could really be one of the best defending defensemen of the National Hockey League with some offensive upside and locking him in for 6.5. I mean, that is an incredible number. I really believe that there's lots more for Colton Parayko to bring to the table. I really do. I think last year was a bit of an aberration. And obviously, the injury, trying to play through that injury, was very tough on him. And it was probably tough on a lot of people because, you know, you're out there, you're trying to play, you're not playing the same way, and you're evaluating that kind of player. But that's not the player he is. So the other part about it is, Alex, is that, you know, now it's been 2 years since, you know, Jay Bouwmeester and Alex Pietrangelo not being there. And now there's a different role. And I think it's familiarity with the way that Justin Falk has played, Torey Krug. I just think that there's another level for Colton. So anyway, very excited about the term, about the dollar figure. The whole thing makes an awful lot of sense. I know he loves St. Louis, and I know St. Louis loves Colton Parayko. So we're very excited to have him in St. Louis for that amount of time.
Panger, it does give me some excitement knowing what he went through last year and knowing that that's kind of an anomaly for Colton Parayko. Like, this man has been healthy really his entire career other than last season dealing with this back situation. And of course, it doesn't sound like, according to Doug Armstrong, he didn't have to have any major surgery with this back. So if we're talking about 100% healthy Colton Parayko, I mean, what level are we talking about with him? Are we talking about an elite defenseman in the National Hockey League?
Well, I really believe first and foremost, and he came out of Alaska as a NCAA top defending defenseman. So I think what we got enamored with was the big slap shot. It's not really his instincts. He's not Al McGinnis. He doesn't have that, you know, that world class vision and the way that he sees the ice like that. But I think over time, the offensive side of it, for me, I think he's got to be at least a 10 to 15 goal scorer. And, you know, I think with the confidence and playing a little bit more, maybe getting a little more power play time. But all in all, I think if you're a guy let's say you're Patrick Kane, you're playing for the Chicago Blackhawks, and you get on the ice, and every time you get on the ice, number 55 is out there. I mean, he skates, he's strong, he battles for pucks like crazy, and he often wins those battles. And we saw it even with the top line of the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup final. They didn't really want to face Jay Bouwmeester and Colton Parayko. So I guess when you're talking about the upside, I'm talking about one of the best all-round defensemen in the NHL. And I don't think he's going to wow you on the offensive side of it, but I still think there's lots more there on the offensive side of it for him. Everybody encouraged him to shoot the puck. Everybody encouraged him to go forward and get involved. And I think with this contract, I think this will really give him a great deal of confidence to move his game north that way.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Apologies on that, Panger. We're talking with Darren Pang, Brennan Crouppen, Celebrity Line, the TV Blues analyst for Bally Sports Midwest. Panger, you talked a little bit about the transition over these last couple of years with leadership, and Craig Berube talked about that on our station yesterday as well. How impactful do you feel like this upcoming season is going to be? Because it seems like Justin Falk, now 2 years into his contract with the Blues, would feel a lot more comfortable here. Colton Parayko, obviously the alpha dog, and year number two for Torey Krug as well. Has the transition period, according to Craig Berube, do you feel like that's starting to settle right now with this team?
I do. I absolutely do. And that's why I probably use that word aberration, you know, probably too often. But I do believe that. I believe that the St. Louis Blues team are a team of chemistry, bonding, being together, and you know, following the Stanley Cup win, everybody in the world saw how close this team is. And even though they've lost a couple of members of the team, they're still, the fabric of the team is still the same, and it will always stay the same. So getting away from, you know, COVID and getting away from not being together and not being with, you know, families being together and being on the road and going to restaurants, you know, I see the cohesion starting back up again with this team. And, you know, when you look at the D that you're talking about, is it the same D that won the Stanley Cup? Well, it's not. But I do believe that people that watched the St. Louis Blues last year had to be impressed with Justin Falk. I mean, he was, for me, one of the better defensemen I saw in the NHL last year and didn't get nearly enough credit. And Torrey Krug, 1 year in, as everyone will tell you, when you sign a deal, you move your family after being on the same team for a long time. It's a difficult thing for your kids, for your wife, and then getting on the ice. And still, half of us in the media side and broadcasters, we never got face-to-face with Torrey Krug. I mean, that's not easy either. So I do believe that getting a healthy Colton Parayko, you know, is a top-end guy, and adding that with Justin Falk and with Torrey Krug and Robert Bortuzzo and this group. Maybe there's a Scott Perunovic that comes in there and jumps in there and takes a spot and go, wow, you know, that takes over for maybe some of Vince Dunn's minutes and Vince Dunn's points and goals, because Vince was actually averaging, what, probably 12 goals a year. So that's a lot of, you know, that's a good number right there. So hopefully somebody can step in there and take that over.
Panger, with this defensive group as a whole coming into this season, I think a lot of fans are sitting here saying, you know, maybe they're missing one more big piece, a big body on the blue line. How do you feel looking at this core group with, of course, Scandella, Falk, Krug, Parayko, as we mentioned, but you got Bortuzzo, Mikkola, Jake Walman, and as you mentioned, Scott Perunovic?
Yeah, well, number one, long sticks are important. You know, I mean, that's what I think we missed greatly the last couple of years was, you know, first of all, Colton Parayko's play last year was not, it was hard to evaluate his play because of the health. So let's take that one away. But, you know, you missed Bouwmeester and you missed Alex Pietrangelo, and you had kind of shorter sticks. I mean, this is a team that basically stops the cycle. They eliminate the rush quite easily because they're a great gap closure team. And then, so now we look at it again, and here's what I think. I think we need a little bit more from Marco Scandella. I think that's going to be really, really important. Robert Bortuzzo brings everything to the table. Great penalty killer, team guy, fights, block shots. But I think we're going to need a little bit more from some of the depth guys and to pick this, you know, get this the level of the team defending up to what it was a couple of years ago.
Panger, final question for you before we let you go, and we appreciate your time this afternoon with us here on BK and Ferrario. The Vladimir Tarasenko saga, it does really seem like he is going to start the season with the Blues pending some type of move. I'm just curious, from your former playing career, have you ever been through anything like this where a player has requested a trade out and the trade hadn't come to fruition and he started the season with a team? Do you remember anything like that from your playing career, and was it difficult to start the season with that player still on the roster?
No, I don't. I had a situation in Chicago. I think I just retired, but I remember being close to it. And Steve Larmer requested a trade, a very popular and really great player. But it really had a lot to do with a relationship with a really good friend of his that now turned into a coach, which was Daryl Sutter. And in order to maintain their friendship, I think Steve Larmer wanted to, you know, to go on to another franchise to make sure, you know, that didn't hurt his relationship. That's the only time I ever experienced that, and he eventually got traded to Hartford and then to the Rangers. It was kind of a three-way deal. But when you see a player that's requested the trade, the first thing everybody talks about is, well, how's it going to work if he doesn't get traded? Well, I can tell you this, that, you know, Vladdy's been a very good player on this team and this organization. It was a big part of the Stanley Cup. Would it be ideal? Probably not, but hockey's got a different mentality. Hockey players, if you're part of the team, you're part of the team. When you're in, you're in. They just ask the player to be in. You know, are you all in or are you not all in? And if you're not all in, well, you know, that's when it becomes a problem. But if it happens that Vladdy still dresses up and wears number 91 for the St. Louis Blues, the players will demand Vladdy to be the best player he can be. And if he's given it his all, then everything will be fine. If a player asks to be traded and then he's dressed and he's not given it his all, well, then that's the hardest decision for the coaching staff to make. And you would think that wouldn't happen, that Vladdy would get on that ice and pour his heart out until something did happen.
He's one of the best, Darren Pang of Bally Sportsman. Wes Panger, truly appreciate the time today. I know you're enjoying some of the rest of summer with the family. So enjoy that time, and I look forward to seeing you at the rink in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Alex. Thanks, bud.